Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to another edition of Let's Talk Business with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. I am Crystal J. Paul, and it's all about the 200th anniversary awards and gala ceremony. You would have heard in previous programs of what is happening in commemoration of this 200th anniversary, this bicentennial anniversary. Well, in this edition, we spotlight the people, companies, and initiatives shaping Barbados's business landscape. This week, we turn our attention to a landmark celebration of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. From June 2025 to May 2026, the Chamber will mark two centuries of service, advocacy, and leadership, honoring the role of the business community in shaping Barbados's journey from the pre-independence era to independence and into the nation's status as a republic. As part of this milestone year, the Chamber is launching the BCCI 200th Anniversary Ball and Awards, a prestigious event celebrating excellence, innovation, and impact across the island's business sector. Nominations opened on May 19th, 2025, you may recall this, in the following categories: Sustainability Award, Best Business Award for Small, Medium, and Large Businesses, Foreign Exchange Impact Award, Employee Engagement Award, Service Excellence Award, and Youth Entrepreneurship Award. The response had been overwhelming. Two categories, the Service Excellence Award and the Youth Entrepreneurship Award, will feature a public voting element, giving you, Barbadians, the chance to help decide the winners. Voting opens this week, and the public is encouraged to take part via the Chamber's official social media channels and website. The celebrations will culminate in the 200th Anniversary Ball and Awards on Saturday, September 20th, 2025, at 6:30 p.m. at the Wyndham Grand Barbados Sam Lord's Castle All-Inclusive Resort, an evening promising excellence, legacy, and the recognition of two centuries of unwavering business leadership and contribution to national development. And that is exactly what we'll be diving into today, the significance of this 200-year milestone and awards gala. Today, we will speak with Ms. Roseanne Myers, Chair of the BCCI 200th Anniversary Awards Committee. She will share insight into the celebrations, the awards process, and what the public can expect in the months ahead. Roseanne, welcome.
Thank you so very much. And as you're reading that out, it really does sound exciting.
I'm telling you.
We are really, really very pleased as the oldest private sector organization in Barbados. Mm-hmm. A bicentennial is always very, very special. And we kicked that off earlier this year. And we also were very, very pleased to join the St. Mary's Church at a service where they too commemorated 200th year of the laying of the cornerstone of the church.
Wow.
And the church, St. Mary's, is a stone's throw away from the original home of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce, when it was called Commercial Hall, and most people know it as the Old Town Hall building in Bridgetown. That is where the chamber started as Commercial Hall. And months after the laying of the cornerstone of the very beautiful St. Mary's Church. So that coincidence, we couldn't let go unnoticed.
Right.
So we were very pleased to join with the Barbados Tourism Investment Inc. and with the Chamber. There is a plaque for posterity forever and ever in the church that commemorates our bicentennial and the church's bicentennial of the laying of the cornerstone. And we really do feel that it is very much important for the Barbados to understand that as an association of business persons, we are way beyond just what the bottom line may show. We really, as a chamber of 200 plus almost 300 businesses, we have an impact to make on the Barbados landscape, and that we have been making in all spheres and areas. And the awards really just tries to put some of our pillars in perspective. So yes, we are very, very happy. We launched the awards, as you said, on May 19th, and very pleased because we did a very significant thing. We allowed the awards to be open to members who we would say are potential members, but are not currently members. And it shows a very different perspective from most organizations where you have an award ceremony, you have an awards process, and you focus it only on your own members. The chamber is recognizing that in order to move and change with the times, we have to open our arms, we have to open our doors and be all embracing to all of the sectors that actually contribute to the Barbados economy. So yes, we are very pleased to have launched and we opened the voting and had over 150, almost 200 companies and businesses and entrepreneurs who actually sent in nominations. Now, it is interesting, the process, because you can nominate yourself. Nothing wrong with that. I am a business. I'm happy with what I'm doing. And where it is evidence-based judging, I'm putting myself up for that award. Right. But just as importantly, I may have a customer, certainly from a service excellence point of view, who feel that I should be thrown into the ring. And therefore, we allowed third party. And we have a really good mixture of members, non-members, people who nominated themselves, and very a good percentage, I believe is like 25%, who were nominated by third parties, people outside of the management of the company. So it has shaken up a little bit in terms of the interest. You went through the awards, and we're happy to say that in many of the categories, small businesses and large businesses have determined that they want to be part of the process.
Excellent. So
we're really happy about that.
Of course, of course. Well, you gave us some rich history there, and that rich history should never be ignored. Congratulations to the BCCI on everything that is happening right now. Now, even in your position as chair of the 200th Anniversary Awards Committee, tell us the vision behind creating the awards program as part of the Chamber's 200th Anniversary celebrations.
So I think it's very important to make it very clear to the Barbados landscape that as businesses, we have more than just a financial objective. If you're running a business, it is very important that that balanced scorecard of the areas that you excel, the areas that you focus on, that they are at the fore. So you will notice that we started and we looked at some of the key areas like sustainability. You cannot be operating in this day and age without looking at what is my carbon footprint? How can I reduce it? And how can I not only reduce my impact, but how can I help the environment to regenerate? Regenerative entrepreneurship is a new term that I've heard, but it's companies that focus on not how do I only reduce, but how can I do things in my business that actually adds to the environment in a way where we're actually doing positive things from Jump Street to regrow coral, to replant trees, and not only look at how can I reduce. So it's a very interesting. So we're looking at sustainability in its broadest sense. And I tell you that we have large and small businesses that have basically competed for this award. And that is important. Because I am small and may have limited resources does not mean I cannot make an impact. So we're really happy with that. The other one that is extremely important, people are at the foundation of your business. So we have an award where we are going to be judging employee engagement. And if you remember way back when we We had the service excellence initiatives. It also spoke to not only am I delivering good service, but how am I engaging with my employees internally? And how do they see and feel about the company? And that is part of what allows you to provide good service. So employee engagement, we were really, really happy to be able to have the leadership of Ross Jackson, who everyone knows in this space, and her company, to be able to go into the companies that were nominated, all of them, and she will do, and her company, an independent survey that will judge from the employee's perspective the level of engagement as they see it, not as we, as a panel of judges or anything, as the employees themselves see it. So that one, we're really excited about. That sends a message. Employee engagement is important. Service excellence, we know, is important. Barbados has a problem. We have to face it with service excellence. So we were very, very pleased to put this particular award out to be publicly voted, because what we said is you can be nominated by a customer, by the business, whomever wants to nominate you for the Service Excellence Award because they feel you meet high standards. But we will give the public an opportunity and the businesses to promote to their customers so that they will get those independent votes from a customer base.
Well, just to say that nominations have closed, have they?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes. So there are no more nominations right now. But right. but you spoke a bit about the sustainability and employee, but tell us even the reasoning and the background behind the foreign exchange and even the Youth Entrepreneurship Award.
So unfortunately, Barbados still imports just about everything that we need to use in industry, and in terms of just keeping our energy supplies going at this point. And therefore, being able to earn foreign exchange is extremely important. So we have basically an award, and it's a competition for those businesses who are out there earning hard foreign exchange that comes back into the country. So we put this one out because it's very important. Every small micro business in Barbados with the correct platform should be able to earn foreign exchange. So if I have souvenirs, if I have any big product from a manufacturing perspective, I should be able to open my doors to the world and earn foreign currency that comes back here into Barbados. So that award measures and shows that the chamber is very much interested in those companies who are also export focused and who will bring foreign exchange, hard dollars, into Barbados through this award. This is a start. Remember, this is our first time having these awards. And what we wanted to do is say, okay, where are we impactful? Within the Barbadian economy, we're impactful as a chamber because collectively our members actually earn foreign exchange to contribute to our foreign reserves. The Youth Entrepreneurship Award was again the chamber looking forward. How can we interest persons under 30? And of course, youth is defined in many ways, but we are looking. We looked at persons between 18 and the age of 30. How are you making an impact with your business? And we want to hear from you. We want you to send us your information. And we want the public want to recognize that these businesses are out there. So it's a nice platform for a business. And we want people to vote based on knowledge of that business as to who they feel as a young entrepreneur should be recognized as first, second, and third place, and who eventually will be the winner. So we've done that in this way this year, won't be like that forever, just to send the message that the chamber is interested in entrepreneurs, young and old, and that we will in the future actually have, we have all of these pillars, we have all of these subsectors within the chamber we will look seriously at entrepreneurship, and we will look at youth entrepreneurship with an idea of creating a pod that we can have the businesses that reached out, that were nominated, as a core that we can work with, maybe partner with other businesses within the chamber, give exposure to the products and services. So it's really our way of providing youth entrepreneurs with a platform within the oldest private sector organization in Barbados. And what better way to connect the coming, the future and the past. So that was where our thinking was.
Yes. That is so good. So good. So good. And it's the first, and it's already showing signs of absolute success. Now, even as you speak of the evening itself, Roseanne, the gala is being billed as an unforgettable evening of excellence and legacy. Can you describe what guests can expect when they arrive at the great Wyndham Grand Barbados Resort?
Yes. So it's our bicentennial ball. It's a ball. It's a black tie affair. It is one amazing night where the room will be filled with, we hope, not only past and present members of the chamber, but future and potential members of the chamber. We want to showcase what 200 years of history looks like. So throughout the night, that is our focus. We are going to wind our way through 200 years. So you are at the Wyndham Grand itself. If you look at the whole history of Sam Lords actually roamed our shores about 200 years ago, as legend have it. So we didn't choose it just willy-nilly. It's all built on the history, and we're pivoting on that history. We will trace from our post-emancipation period plan to class straight through to what the future will look like. We want to be able on that night to showcase the future, herald showcase the past, and also herald where we are going in the future. So we're getting dressed up, Krista J. We are getting dressed up. And I want to give a little hint of something that we've added. You're going to arrive. You're going onto a blue carpet.
Ooh.
Not a red carpet. It's a blue carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now partnered with a number of Barbadian designers.
Oh, my.
And we are saying, when the cameras hit persons on that blue carpet, what a phenomenal platform for local Barbadian designers.
Nice.
You don't want to be standing up talking to somebody who bought their clothes from some big designer. We all hear they're probably all made in China anyway. But the point is, some designer that has no reference to us in Barbados, we want to be able to showcase and present a model for how it can be done in the future, where a Barbadian designer gets to create a piece or two for men and women that will walk that red carpet. We will be able to say this piece has been designed and made by this particular Barbadian designer, and we are happy to introduce them to the business community in a way that we hope will be a continuing partnership. So this is a late-breaking element that we feel really happy about. We already have 15, 17, almost 20 people who have said, yes, I'm paying for my own dress and my own design, but introduce me to a designer that I may not even know exists, men and women, I have to say.
Yeah.
And people are very excited. Now, our timing is short, and we were not able to embrace all. There's a lot happening in Barbados. We just got out of Cropover, going into Carifester. But we feel it's very important that on that blue carpet, we also provide a platform for the creative sector. And that intersection between what we call traditional business and the creative sector is one that is very well understood in many other places, but not necessarily here in Barbados. So you will walk through there, you will be on camera, and as you sit on that, walk on that blue carpet, we inside, who are already seated, will be able to see you on that big wall-to-wall screen.
Oh, my.
That Wyndham, this is not to be missed. I am telling you, this is the ball of all balls.
Wow.
And we are going to, on that night, provide the final three in each a category of the award. Will be invited to that. So you won't know until very late who those final three are, those persons.
Yes, it goes.
But the declared winner will only be known on the night. So that is part of the excitement of the night.
Excellent.
We have a dramatic entertainment presentation that has been specially scripted by the renowned Barbados creative Cicely Spencer Cross. It is purposely and written for the bicentennial, weaving the history in song, music, and dance. This is an occasion not to be missed. We are open to all Barbadians who want to come. Now, we are selling tables to businesses, but you can buy an individual ticket, go on to our website and be able to purchase or request a ticket. It is open to all Barbados. We are obviously trying to make sure anyone in the business community, anyone nominated for an award who may not be a member of the business community, we're sending out correspondence as we speak to encourage that room to be filled with not only old members and new members, but potential members.
Yes,
for
sure. So
we are very, very excited. And it's a night full of fun and entertainment. And I feel it's an opportunity for us to perhaps look at, you need to celebrate people, obviously, when the businesses are still there and around. We need to celebrate businesses as they're starting, because the Barbados landscape obviously will need to change. And we want to just make very, very clear, whereas we are celebrating our past, we really on that night are seeking to launch some strategic partnerships that will take us forward. We're hoping to add that element on the night as well.
That's good.
That's where we are.
You've painted a really grand picture. And I know that there are those who are listening now who are dying to make their purchase.
Yes.
Now, you did mention why this particular location was chosen. Can you share anything about the cost or the scale of the event?
Well, the tickets are 550 Barbados. For a ticket. If you're buying a table, it's $5,000 per table. And therefore, it is not necessarily, if you're looking for a cheap event, cheap, it is not. It is a high quality event that will give you value for money. The chef at Wyndham has...
And I'm sorry, before you get there, the table seats 10.
10. It's table 10. Seats 10.
Okay, yes, good. Yes.
So you're getting a discount if you purchase the table. And the chef has already wowed us with an amazing menu. Mm. And we will come back later and we'll talk about the menu. The menu is also going to be a reflection of the theme and what we're carrying and how we present it. So on the night, you will get your money's worth. We're absolutely making sure that you will get value for money. But more than anything, on that historic occasion, you want your name written on history's page. So you need to be there. You need to be there to celebrate with us. And you can go on to the Chamber's website. Mm-hmm. And that is I should say the Chamber's website, but we know in this day and age, people basically, in many instances, prefer to go onto social media. But if you go on to bcci@barbadoschamber.com, all of the links are there, including, and I hope from tonight, the link for the voting for the two awards, Youth and the Service Excellence Award, between today and tomorrow night will be up. The link to buy a ticket as an individual and table, you can see there. But bcci@barbadoschamber.com is the email address that you can also email us, so that you can request or ask a question of how you want to, if you want to get involved.
And just for the website, for clarity, that would be barbadoschamberofcommerce.com. Right. Okay, good. Yes. Now, I mean, it sounds absolutely wonderful. What can be expected in terms of special moments or entertainment? I mean, we're winding down our time now, and I know you don't want to give away too much information, but go ahead.
Well, we are going to actually start historically with our ties to Africa, and we are going to wind our way through our European connections. We're going to wind our way through to modern day times, and we're going to use a very interesting storyteller. That, Krista J, is as much as I'm going to say.
Sounds
at this
good.
Point.
Yes. Sounds impactful. Impactful for sure. Now, you mentioned some strategic partnerships being formed at that particular event. Beyond the categories themselves, what kind of impact do you hope these awards will have on the Barbados business community on the whole?
Well, the pillars of the chamber are mirrored in the awards. What are our posts in the ground? If you are a member of the chamber, what are the values and some of the milestones that you should meet in terms of sustainability? So the chamber does not have its own sustainability standards. It has a very, very active green committee, but we need to go the next step where we say to each member of the chamber, at minimum, this is what we would like you to provide. That is one of the stakeholder legacy projects that we have to look to ignite. Service excellence. We heard the BTMI speak, and they spoke specifically about the non-tourism businesses as well needing to step up in terms of service excellence. We need to craft a strategic partnership that does not only celebrate the people doing it well now, that helps us to wind our way to the future in terms of what is it that we would like our members' businesses to represent with respect to service excellence. So that's two particular examples of what we are trying to do. Who can we work with? For example, we know that female entrepreneurship, women at the center of businesses, is something that we could perhaps highlight more in the chamber. We have a very successful Women's International Day event, but it needs to be more than a one day. So how can we weave that within and highlight the female-owned businesses in the chamber and also outside of the chamber to form a kind of a pod? So those are the strategic things that we're looking at. We're trying to launch some of them on the night. If we find we're trying to do too much, then we may do that at another occasion, because we have a year of activity up until next year, June. So there's some of the things that will spin, many things will spin beyond the actual ball.
Well, Roseanne, you've given us quite a taste. You've whetted the appetites of those listening in the business community. September 20th is the day. The Wyndham Grand Barbados Sam Lord's Castle All-Inclusive Resort is the location, the time, 6:30 p.m. Barbados Chamber of Commerce is the website to log on to for more information. And of course, you can also log on to social media at what's the handle again, Roseanne?
You can type in barbadoschamber.com, I think it's just BCCI. You can also type in to get it at BCCI.
Thank you so much, Roseanne Myers, chair of the 200th Anniversary Committee Awards of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Bless you, Roseanne. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Krista J. Thank you.
And I'm Krista J. Paul, and that's it for this edition of Let's Talk Business. Join us again next time. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.